Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall be continually in my mouth. This is Evangelist Charlotte Jones, related to the late lynched Emmett Till, and I regret to inform you of the passing of former State Representative Shirley M. Jones. Former state representative of the House of Representatives of Illinois passed away on Sunday, March the 20th, 2016. Her services will be on Thursday, March the 31st, 2016, will be the visitation at Travis's Funeral Home, 14338 South Indiana in Riverdale, Illinois, 60627, from 3 p.m. until 8 p.m. Friday is the wake and funeral at Bishop Brazier's Church, Apostolic Church of God, located at 6320 South Dorchester in Chicago, Illinois. It's located approximately 3 blocks west of Stony Island on 63rd Street. Again, the funeral is Friday, April the 1st, at Bishop Brazier Apostolic Church of God, 6320 South Dorchester, Chicago, Illinois. Friday, April the 1st, 10 o'clock a.m. is the wake. 11 to 12 noon is the funeral.
I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eyes on the victory, and my love is on this, and my love is on this.
I will miss you, cuz.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. The speak, Evangelist Charlotte Jones. Evangelist Charlotte Jones, related to the late Lynch Emmett Till. It's me, Evangelist Charlotte Jones, related to the late Lynch Emmett Till. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in our mouth. Yes, I regretted to announce the passing of my cousin. I loved her dearly. But isn't it good when you show people love while they are alive? Because once they sleep, you cannot tell them how much you love them. This is why I had started a few years ago doing a documentary, and I'm mentioning some of you. And she's one of my mentors. She was one of my mentors, yes. Former state, Illinois state representative, sat in the House of Representatives and helped to get a lot of laws across to help the unfortunate in the communities, especially in Springfield and in the city of Chicago. Was very instrumental in building up the west side of Chicago. And I know there's a lot of people she had introduced me to years ago before I started getting involved in helping in the communities. I was inspired by my mother and father, Aunt Pastor Mose Wright, my great-granddaddy, of course, Auntie Mamie Till, Emmett Till's mother. However, she's an extended part of the family because Pastor Mose White's daughter, first child, is my grandmother. Well, she married A. Jones. So former state representative Shirley M. Jones was part of the Jones family, part of my grandfather's family. And I really hate to see her go. But you can see the last film that we took together. You can see the last film that we took together by going to YouTube and looking for the title. It says me, Evangelist Charlotte Ross Shirley. So you will see the last words we said together. It's just a little tiny excerpt of the movie documentary. And I was telling her how much I love her, and she said she loved me too. And I really really. I was already praying up. God had me praying this fasting for my sons, and a lot of things have been going on, and I want to be praying for those of you that have lost loved ones. And some of you were really close to, I call her my aunt, even though she's my cousin, because actually she's my father's age, a little younger than my father, and really his first cousin. But I was very close to her, and I loved her sister Roberta, and I'm glad they did tell me that she had passed away, because I would have been really upset like I was when Roberta passed. No one told me, and I was really, really upset because I was very close to her. So be praying for the family. As I said, the homegoing service will be Friday, or next Friday, but Thursday it will be at Travis's funeral home in Riverdale, Illinois, on 100. Anyway, you can listen to it again and you can get the address. I just want to say one thing. I want to give you a little bit of scripture for those that are listening and may be feeling a little bit down. Well, we know Jesus even wept in the Bible. It isn't a sin. We just don't want to stay down. We know we are human because when God made Adam and Eve, he really did not mean for us to have sickness. He didn't mean for us to have any death. But because Adam and Eve sinned, and for those of you that have followed my messages, earlier messages, because of Adam and Eve, we have sickness in the world. We have death. We have bad situations. Some of you may be going through bad situations. I've gone through all kinds of stuff. Lies, just like they did Jesus. Well, they lied on Jesus. Couldn't even do miracles among some so-called saved people, so-called people that were Christians, because of their belief, unbelief in him. So not many of you will go through some of the things that I went through. It's because you don't have the same kind of ministry that I have. Now, I have been ministering for over 20 years, and I've been working with minority men, especially my sons, all these years, and now it seems like the devil's been attacking them because the devil don't mind you working with girls and, you know, they want to just do all kind of things with the girls, and I'm a mature woman, and I've been blessed in the past, and I've been given favor of the Lord and favor by man. But what I'm saying is my ministry is to men. I don't have any ministry for the girls. That is not where God placed me. I thank God for both of my sons, Clarence, Chris, thanks. I know he's going through a lot only because I have been working with the boys, and the devil is really attacking my sons. Alonzo Smith, some of you know, was almost murdered. And Clarence Chris Banks lied on like churches, and he doesn't even go to church. I minister. They are my ministry. And I would appreciate it if everybody would keep your mouth off of the men that I minister to, because all of them that I've been ministering to, they have really been coming around and getting closer to the Lord. They may not be where you are, and most of you, some of you, are not really where you should be as well. Because if you were, then you would know what the Bible says. The first will be last, and the last will be first. We know we are living in the last days, and so many people are trying to act like it's strange. The Bible said, don't think it's strange in 1 Peter 4, for those who are saved. But see, if the devil already has you, then you could think it's strange because you are on the devil's side. But when you are really living for the Lord, especially in the last days, perilous times, bombings, and I've had so many lies on me from so-called political people high up. But guess what? What does the Bible say? If God be for you, he is more than the world against you. You can wear your hair like me, and I've been screened and called Beyonce Knowles. I'm going to tell the truth because it's part of my documentary all the way in New York. I didn't even know who she was a few years ago. And I started studying when I stayed to see what they were talking about. I even got put out of a choir because I was a few pounds slimmer, and they really thought she were me. And I was really disgusted at that because I'm a former hair model and model. And I've just wearing the same styles I've been wearing. And actually, my natural hair color, because one of my grandmother's father is from Europe and is white, and our grandfather is from Ireland, so they may have some ties to the country. So anyway, my part of my hair is really actually blonde. That's my natural color, but I color it dark. So just pray for me, everyone. Pray for the bereaved family. And I pray to see some of you on next Friday at Bishop Brazier's at 10 o'clock a.m., 63rd and Dorchester. I love you. God bless you. And happy Easter.